The following talk show program is paid for and presented by the Cruise Guys.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
From the Fan Studios in Melbourne, this is On Deck with the Cruise Guys on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. Here's your hosts, Anthony and Jonathan.
Good morning. You're on deck with the Cruise Guys. I'm Anthony.
I'm Jonathan.
And we are the Cruise Guys, coming to you from Expedia Cruise Ship Centers, right up on Wickham Road in Melbourne, next to the Fresh Market. Call, click, or come in today to talk with one of our vacation experts. You can call us at 321-233-1400 or visit us on the web at cruiseshipcenters.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, where you'll find all of our latest deals. And, of course, listen to this wonderful show. Today's episode is brought to you by Celebrity, which invites you to see the world in modern luxury. And we're going to talk about Celebrity as we go through. We're even going to have Gabe, who is our celebrity expert, coming to you from Celebrity Cruise Line, coming up in a little bit. We're going to talk about Bermuda. So get those colorful shorts on and pull your socks up to your knees, because it is time to take a little trip. Believe it or not, not that far away, yet it will seem like you're in a totally different place. So we will talk about Bermuda. Of course, we're going to answer your letters as we do every week. But first of all, let's talk about this, Jonathan. Celebrity has a special place, I think, for both of us.
I think that's correct.
And so I'll let you go first.
Okay.
What is so special about Celebrity for you?
Well, it was my first cruise. I should say I took my dad on his first cruise back in about 15, 16 years ago on the Century. And ever since that cruise, I became hooked on cruising. And if I think back to that cruise, I still remember boarding the ship, and there was white gloves when you boarded, and they literally took you to your room. And it was something that I always remember. And I remember that cruise to this day, and Celebrity will always have a fond place in my heart.
And so the Century is, I think, probably to this day your favorite ship. Is that fair to say?
It is correct.
Is it also fair to say it's the ship you've probably been on the most?
Seven times, yes.
Seven times. So that probably beats out any other ship, I would imagine.
I think so.
Okay. And Jonathan and I did have the privilege of sailing on that ship together towards the end of her career. She's no longer with Celebrity, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah,
yes.
Jonathan did not deal well. He was locked away in his room for 3 days crying about that,
yes.
I think.
Remember we were going to try to go to Asia on it? Remember that time? And I called you, say, hey, let's go to Asia. The Century is going to be with them for one more month. Remember I called you?
I remember you calling and saying that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember me saying that seemed like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah. I remember there was something to do. We were getting the business started up, and you're like, hey, let's go to Dubai and
yeah,
do this 14-day cruise because, you know,
that
happens next week, and we should do that. That's
yeah.
a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, sure, in theory, it was a good idea. I'll give you that. But let me, I guess I'll take my moment here. I was 9 years old, and my dad wanted to go on vacation. Wow, both of our dads are involved in this. When you take
yes,
my, yeah,
are.
Anyway, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I was 9 years old, and I was going on vacation, not for the first time, but we were about to go to an all-inclusive resort, and that travel agent talked us out of it, and she put us on the Celebrity Horizon. It wasn't called Celebrity Horizon at the time. It was just called Horizon. And I can remember, till this day, sitting in the show lounge on the first day of the cruise, and the cruise director walked out on stage, and I said, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. I want to be a cruise director. Well, unfortunately, I never became a cruise director, but I did really fall in love with this idea of cruising and everything that it had to offer. What a wonderful vacation. Even at a young age, I remember thinking about how it was really the perfect vacation. We got to go see all different interesting places. In parentheses, by the way, Bermuda was the destination that we went to, so we'll be talking about that a little later. But we got to see all these great destinations. We got to have everything we needed right there on the ship. Wonderful food, wonderful service. And even at a young age, I just fell in love with it. And I knew that cruising was going to play a big part in my life. And it did. It has. You know, obviously, all you listeners out there, if you're just listening, I used to work on board cruise ships. It was a big part of my life. Unfortunately, not as a cruise director. I worked in HR. Not quite as exciting or glamorous, but in any case, it still gave me a chance to go around and visit the world. And cruise ships have literally taken me all over the world. I've been to 6 continents and 62 different countries, and that was pretty much all by sea. So it's a great way to go, and that's a little bit of our story, Jonathan and I, and that's why we really wanted to focus on Celebrity today, because they're a wonderful product. When we fast forward to today, Celebrity, I don't know, would you say, Jonathan, Celebrity is the same Celebrity it was back then?
It's different.
Okay.
I say it's different.
So what is the Celebrity of today like?
I would say ultra modern. If you maybe think about maybe a Westin, a beautiful Westin hotel or something like that, that's what their newer ships look like. They're beautiful, stunning ships with wonderful food and service, and it will take your breath away when you walk on board.
Yeah, I think that's really a great way to say it. They put a real heavy emphasis on design. It's really like walking into, and I think this is how they described a lot of boutique hotel. walking into a beautiful boutique hotel and getting that really four-star kind of service. So it's a wonderful, wonderful way to travel and a wonderful line to go with. So, all right, so that sets us up for today. You guys know all of our personal details now. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. But anyway, let's get into the Dear Cruise guys. We have a couple of letters here in the mailbag, so let's take a look. all right, so it says, Dear Cruise guys, I don't have a whole lot of vacation time, and so going on a 7-day cruise might just fit into the time that I have available. Is it okay to fly in on the morning of the cruise? Will I make it to the ship in time? Signed, Stephen in Cocoa Beach. So what do you think, Jonathan? Can they fly in that day? Is that going to work?
Me personally, I wouldn't do it. I want the, you know, to know that I'm going to make the ship. I'm going to come the night before. I know that if anything happens, I have that entire day before the ship leaves if something does go wrong. And I would recommend someone flying in the day before.
All right. Well, let's do a little point-counterpoint here. So Jonathan says fly in the day before. Always a good idea. I think I agree with him there. However, I will say it is not entirely impossible to fly in the day of the cruise. Most ships are departing somewhere in the 4:35 range, depending on where you're going. Some of the Alaska ships actually don't leave until 8 p.m. Some of the ships in Europe, the same thing. So depending on that, we might be able to get you a flight that's going to get you in there on time if you're flying out usually very early in the morning and arriving into whatever destination airport it happens to be sometime in the late morning. You should be okay. Usually embarkation stops somewhere around 2:30 in the afternoon if the ship's leaving around 4 or 4:30. And so as long as you're there by then, you should be okay. But I think to echo Jonathan's point, to have that peace of mind to make sure that you're going to be there, it might be a good idea to get there the day before. And so obviously down at the center, we'd be able to help you out with that. Now, a couple of other things. If you do decide to fly in, because it's not entirely unheard of to do that, if you do decide to fly in the morning of, that should be fine. We would suggest basically two things you should do. Number one, you might want to book the air with the cruise line. Because if something goes wrong with your air, the cruise line knows about it. They will make the arrangements personally to get you to the ship. And if you don't get to the ship that day, they will make arrangements to get you to the next port. And so you don't have to worry about that. Secondly, you'll want to have travel insurance because travel insurance does cover missed cruise port. It does cover missed connection and trip delay and interruption. So all of those things would be covered. You would not be out of pocket even a single dime to get to the next port of the ship. So those are some ways to safeguard you there, Stephen. If you wanted to fly in the day of, it's not unheard of. I understand you might have a limited amount of time. So come and see us at Cruise Ship Centers and we can get you set up with that. All right, let's move on. Let's see. I've got one more here. It says, Dear Cruise Guys, everyone has been telling me about these onboard drink packages. I don't really drink that much. Does it make sense for me to get a drink package? Signed, Rolinda in Titusville. What do you think, Jonathan? Rolinda doesn't drink very much. Is that beverage package going to pay off?
It depends on how she looks at it. If, you know, if she's going to have a drink when she gets on board, is she going to have a drink by the pool? Is she going to have a drink at dinner? You know, that to me adds up, doesn't it? If she has a cup of coffee, like I'm going to have, you know, 8 coffees by the end
of 12. Jonathan would get his money back in coffee for sure, right there. That would be, especially on some ships.
Celebrity. They have very, very good coffee.
They have good coffee?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, I think Jonathan is onto something here. If you really add it up, you'd be surprised at how many drinks you have in the day. Most beverage packages are going to include specialty coffee. So say you wake up in the morning, have a little latte, whatever, half calf, skinny, whatever that stuff is.
I don't have anything with the skinny.
You don't have? No, that's apparent. No. So anyway.
Wow.
No, that's if only they knew, Jonathan, if only they knew. But anyway, so if you're going to have something like that in the morning, then say you're sitting out by the pool, you're going to have a couple of those tall, girly frozen drinks. That's definitely right up your alley, I think.
Bloody Mary.
Oh, there's a brunch drink for you.
There you go.
Okay, so now we've moved into brunch. We have a couple of drinks out on deck. Then say before dinner, you're going to have yourself a cocktail, or at lunch, maybe you have a soda or even another, Caribbean kind of cocktail. At dinner, you're going to have a glass of wine. Afterwards, you might have a drink at the show. You've already added up 6-7 drinks right there.
How much are we looking at? $80?
Let's assume that $10 a drink, so you're looking, I mean, not the coffee, of course, but still on an average, I think you're probably making it worth it if you're paying for that package. Most beverage packages, anywhere from $45 to $50 per day plus gratuities. Now, with Celebrity, which we're going to be talking about today, it's actually built into the pricing. You get to pick for big, better, and best. That's one choice, two choices, or all four choices. You can choose one of those things being the beverage package. So then in that case, you're not paying for it at all, not even the gratuities. Like some other cruise lines may charge you the gratuities on that. They're not even doing that. So it's
free, basically.
Totally free. So I think that's a great deal, especially if you don't drink that much, but you want to have that freedom. to have a couple drinks, I think it's a good idea. So, Relinda, keep that in mind. So keep those letters coming. You can catch us on Facebook. You can post them up there. You can send us an email, visit our website, and let us know the things that you want to know about cruising. We will be back after these few messages here with Gabe from Celebrity Cruise Line. You are listening to On Deck with the Cruise Guys on Sports Radio 1560, The Fan.
Hi, I'm Anthony, and this is my buddy Jonathan. He's kind of quiet. Together, we're the Cruise Guys. At our last job, we thought it would be fun to bring our pet goat Mitch to the office. It all went well until Mitch ate all the paychecks. Clearly, we don't know much about office politics. But we do know about cruises. Have you ever thought of starting your own business? Better yet, have you ever wanted to work in the travel industry? Well, here at Expedia Cruise Ship Center Space Coast, we've got a great opportunity for you. You decide how much or how little to work, and not only will you have access to the resources of our retail location, but you'll also have the support of your local franchise partners. That's us! You'll make money and have access to all of the great benefits that come from being a travel agent. So, skip the office politics and give us a call at 321-233-1400. That's 321-233-1400. Or visit our brand new location in the Pineda Landing Shopping Center, right next to the Fresh Market. We're the Cruise Guys. We know cruises.
This is On Deck with the Cruise Guys on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan.
All right, you're back on deck with the Cruise Guys. I'm Anthony.
I'm Jonathan.
And we are the Cruise Guys, coming to you from Expedia Cruise Ship Centers in Melbourne, Florida, right on Wickham Road next to the Fresh Market. Call, click, or come in today, 321-233-1400, or check us out online at cruiseshipcenters.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Well, today we have a very special guest. As you know, this episode here is dedicated to all things celebrity cruises, and we have the celebrity expert all the way from Celebrity, Gabe Rodriguez. How are you doing today?
Fine, and you? Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, very well, very well. We're doing good, and so we are excited to talk about Celebrity. So let's just start off with a real sort of, I guess, general question. Why don't you tell our listeners what they can expect on a Celebrity cruise?
Well, you know, Celebrity is a premium line, so you can expect a lot of service, great food, great entertainment, and of course, as you know, we go all over the world. So it's really the best value right now on the market, and especially now that we have one of our ships for the first time ever sailing our 7-night Eastern and Western Caribbean out of Miami. So that's something brand new for us, because we've never done you know, we always leave after December, so around April or so, we leave back to Europe, but this year we're staying here with one of our ships. So for those clients that have never sailed before on Celebrity, it's a great opportunity to actually test a premium line.
Yeah, give it a little summer Caribbean, so that sounds pretty good. Well,
yeah.
I just want to go back for a second. You said that it makes it the best value. What makes it the best value?
Well, first of all, pricing, and also because we give you perks. So we try to make it as much all-inclusive as possible. So when you book with us, you always have four choices that you can take. You can do the premium liquor, you can do the liquor package, which includes all your, that liquor package includes the gratuities for the liquor package, it includes all your bottled water, it includes your specialty drinks that you want to have, and also your wines, your sodas. So that's a great value, and that's something that's added for free when you book. Or you can choose all the internet time that you want if you're someone that's always on the internet, or your prepaid gratuities, or a $300 onboard credit. So that gives you a better value than some other companies that might be doing something similar, but it's not the same. We're always giving you the best value.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds really great. Definitely, you know, Jonathan always on the internet. Probably works out well for him. Our friend Mark here, the drink package, probably going to work for him. So a little something for everybody. We like the sound of that.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
Gabe.
Right, that's right.
Tell us about what's new with Celebrity Cruises.
Well, there's a lot of things coming up that's new. You know, we have some new ships that are being built, and we are changing some of our entertainment. So new shows are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always revising our cuisine, so a lot of new things are coming up. Some of them I can talk about, some of them I cannot.
the top secret Celebrity stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know how it is when a new ship is coming out. There's so many of them that's being built. Actually, this is the first time ever that we're actually doing, instead of announcing everything at once, we're doing little reveals every once in a while. Every quarter, they do one reveal.
Keep them wanting more. That's the way to go.
Keeping it interesting and people asking what's next, what's coming up next. So that's a good thing. Yeah. But all the ships are being refurbished. Millennium was just redone. She has absolutely gorgeous. And Constellation was also just redone. And Solstice was just redone. So it's always a work in progress. You know, you're always working on the ships, making sure they're absolutely great for our guests.
That's great. That's great. And now you're talking about this new ship. So can you tell us a little bit about Celebrity Edge? What to expect? What the things, I guess, we're allowed to know? The stuff that you don't have to kill us after telling us.
Well, Celebrity Edge is going to be really revolutionary. It's going to be amazing. I know you guys have seen already the reveals that we have done, which is really accommodations. That's all we have revealed. We have more suites than in any other ships, actually. There's 34% more suites. The cabins are 10% bigger. And then we came up with our Infinity cabin, which is actually amazing because, the ship is a very smart ship and it's being actually built in France, but everything that it's been going on the ship is actually all the designers and all that are in Miami and they connect, through, virtual reality with the ship during France. And that's how they're building it. First time ever that a ship is being built that way. And it's really interesting the way it's done. And also, our Infinity cabins are totally amazing with the balconies that open up. And you actually can leave the balcony and sit in the balcony. So that expands your actual cabin 54 square feet bigger than any other cabin. And it's air conditioned, which is absolutely fantastic. So if you would prefer not to have the air conditioning and listen to the ocean, you can bring, actually, you press a button and it brings the window all the way down and it converts into an actual balcony.
Wow.
So that's the big reveal. And also another big reveal for us is that this ship is going to have single passenger cabins, which we don't have in any other ship.
Wonderful. That's great.
And the big thing is also that the single passenger cabins are balcony cabins. They're not inside cabins or OSHA view. They're actually balcony cabins.
And that's an industry first right there. That is
industry.
That's great.
Exactly. And then as far as suites, we have added two kinds of suites. We added the Edge suite, which is a two-story suite with its own private pool. And it's really great. It's 979 square feet. The balcony is 242 square feet.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's got its own plunge pool. And then we added the iconic suites, which are upstairs on the very top of the ship. It's actually above the bridge facing forward. Oh. And these are 2,750 square feet.
Wow.
So it's two bedrooms, two baths.
That's bigger than most people's houses, so that's...
it's a lot bigger than mine, that's for sure.
And then you're above the bridge, you can pretend you're driving as well at the same time.
Right,
okay.
Right. Yeah, and it's totally amazing. The ship is going to be totally amazing. And then now on June 24th, we are doing another reveal. They haven't told us yet what it is, but there's going to be another reveal, so make sure you keep your eyes open because something's coming up on the 24th.
Absolutely.
And she's going to be absolutely amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
It is, it is a great ship. And for those listeners out there who haven't seen anything yet about it, those Infinity cabins especially are really cool. Come on down and join us over at Cruise Ship Centers. We'll show you what there is to see. It is an incredible new option for people out there to sail.
Do you think Celebrity might add Cuba sometime in the future?
No, we won't because the infrastructure in Cuba is, it's not what we need, number one. And number two, our ships are too large to go into Cuba. So that's why Royal Caribbean, our sister brand, is actually using one of their smaller ships. And then also Azamara, which is our premium, our deluxe line, is also going to Cuba. But I doubt it that we are unless they start building the infrastructure in Cuba. Our ships are not able to go in because they're too large.
Well, we'll get Jonathan down there, start building some docks and stuff and get it ready to go then. To kind of extend along the line of destinations and itineraries, I know, obviously Celebrity goes all over the world and you touched on that earlier, but what are some of the real highlights? What are some of those top destinations that Celebrity visits?
Yeah, well, right now, Dubai is very hot. People are sailing out of Dubai. We're doing a lot of sailings out of actually Dubai and is going to India. It's doing the spice route, it's called, and it goes to India. That one's hot. Asia is also hot. Australia, well, New Zealand.
Did you just say the spice route is hot? Is that what you said?
Spice.
Just
yeah,
wanted to clear it. Sorry, there was a little joke in there, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I got it. it's really hot in the sense that a lot of people are going. It's a great way of seeing India. And then you also, we have Australia and New Zealand, which is doing very well. And South America actually is doing very well.
So it sounds like the exotics.
That we, mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't forget that we also have 3 ships now in the Galapagos. So, we have expanded our Galapagos, footprint. And it's doing very well. Galapagos is one of those places that I do recommend to people and put it in their bucket list because mm-hmm. it's totally amazing.
Yeah,
it really is.
The Galapagos is not a destination that most of our listeners are thinking of, but it is an amazing place to go, and Celebrity, I think, is the way to go. I just read, I guess, with your new ships that you put in, you increased your capacity by over 70% in that area. That's great. That's amazing. Now, I remember, Gabe, you were telling us last one of the times that we met that you were forced to go, unfortunately, to go down to the Galapagos. And what a terrible job you must have that you have to go to the Galapagos. So tell us maybe a little bit about that. What's the Galapagos like?
It's totally a magical place. It really is totally amazing. It's a totally different. I mean, I sail a lot, but this is totally a different way of sailing. When I went, we only had one ship and it held 95 passengers. So, and it's an all-inclusive product. It includes all your shore excursions. It includes everything and just, the relationship that you have with the people that are on board and the animals. They're not afraid of you. They come up to you and look at you like you're another species. I mean, it's totally amazing. There's no place in the world that I have been that have given me the feeling or the way of that you feel when you're in the Galapagos. And now with 2 other additional ships, we have a catamaran that's only 16 passengers, which is amazing. I think for families or friends that want to get together, they can have their own yacht.
Their own ship
catamaran.
There. Wow.
Yeah. And then we have a smaller one that's 45 passengers. And then, of course, our exploration, which is the one that I went on, that it's 95 passengers. And that one has been totally refurbished. We just redid the entire ship, and she looks absolutely gorgeous. Wow. So all of them are refreshed and brand new because we took them. We bought the other two from another company that had been in the Galapagos for over 30 years. And we took them out of the water, and we redid the entire ship. Actually, the owners came on board, or the old owners came aboard, and they didn't recognize the ships, how beautiful they are.
Wow. Well, that's great. Yeah, and that sounds like a great way to go. You know, a lot of times when people think about these sort of adventure or expedition-type destinations, they think that they have to give up the nicer things, and they really don't when they do with Celebrity Explorations. So that's great.
No, they don't. They really don't. And I do recommend that if you know, like, people tell me, oh, but I'm not keen about looking at animals and stuff. This is totally different. It's not like going to a zoo, you know. This is totally different. Your relationship that you have with these animals, and they're animals that you can't see them anywhere else in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's just absolutely incredible. The experiences are totally amazing. They really are.
That's wonderful. That is great. I think I've gotten that experience sometimes because Jonathan looks at me like I'm a different species sometimes. So it's interesting. So there it is now. So let's finish up here with a couple of questions that we like to ask all of our friends that come and join us on the show. So tell us what you like most about cruising personally.
Personally, I love just going once, unpacking once, and then the other thing is visiting different places, and you don't have to actually get on a plane and fly over and then pack again and get on a plane and fly over. And also, it's just a relaxing way of traveling the world. And I love some people don't like late days when the ships are at sea. I love days at sea. They just relax me. I love to read, so I sit in my balcony and I read. I call downstairs and I ask for some room service, and they come up and they pamper you and they service you as much as they can. And it's just, to me, it's just a relaxing way.
That's great.
Of going. I mean, actually, I am comparing it to a lot of just regular traveling and also all inclusives. I did last year. I decided to try an all-inclusive because I had never done it, and I went to Santo Domingo to a very high-end all-inclusive, mm-hmm. and it was gorgeous. It was beautiful, but I missed it was 7 days in the same place. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that I didn't like was that the closest town was 45 minutes drive away from the resort. So every time I wanted to do something different or get away from the resort, it was a 45-minute drive from the resort to the closest town.
Wow.
And to me, that's kind of like a waste of time.
Yeah, exactly.
So I really didn't do it a lot. I just stayed in the resort. And, yes, I enjoyed it. I'm not going to tell you I didn't. It was gorgeous. but I miss going from place to place.
Sure.
And different, like in the Caribbean, experiencing the different islands and the different cultures. That's why I travel, because
right.
I like to experience the cultures and the cuisine.
That's great. What's your favorite ship and why?
Reflection right now is my favorite ship.
All right.
She's absolutely gorgeous. Food service. I mean, she gets 95% satisfaction guarantee. And of course, it's our newest ship right now. And, I know Edge is going to be my best, newest and most.
That'll be your favorite
ship soon. But, I have to wait until it comes out in December of 2018. But right now, Reflection, and I tell you, Equinox.
Okay.
I was just on Equinox, on board the Equinox, and she's absolutely gorgeous. And the service, the crew, you know, what makes a cruise is the crew.
Absolutely.
And as long as the crew is happy, the clients will be happy and well taken care of.
Absolutely. Let's finish up with this one question. What is your favorite port and why?
My favorite port, actually, it's funny because it's kind of far away, but it's Venice, and I love Venice. It's one of my favorite. It's actually my favorite place in the world. I'm a history buff, so I love the Venice. I love to walk around Venice, and it just takes me back into an older time. And it's just such a gorgeous, gorgeous city. And I've never seen anything like that. The most I could compare it with, it would be Amsterdam, because it's got that same type of feel. But Venice is my favorite city in the world. It really is.
That's great.
I love everything about it.
And you can get there with Celebrity. We know that for sure, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And we have the few ships that can actually go into the old dock, which is right in almost downtown Venice.
Okay.
Because, you know, they have limited the Infinity and the Constellation can actually dock in where the old dock is, because the new ships are not allowed to dock there anymore.
They have to go, yeah. It's a little bit further away with the water taxi and everything. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's great. Well, great. Thanks for taking the time to come in and visit with us today and tell us everything about Celebrity. And we do appreciate you joining us. And I think even Jonathan and I were able to learn some new things today.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I enjoyed doing this with you guys. And take care and have a wonderful weekend.
Excellent.
For all your listeners.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great day. You're on deck with the Cruise Guys, Sports Radio 1560, The Fan.
Hi, I'm Anthony, and this is my buddy Jonathan. He's kind of quiet. Together, we're the Cruise Guys. At our last job, we thought it would be fun to bring our pet goat Mitch to the office. It all went well until Mitch ate all the paychecks. Clearly, we don't know much about office politics. But we do know about cruises. Have you ever thought of starting your own business? Better yet, have you ever wanted to work in the travel industry? Well, here at Expedia Cruise Ship Center Space Coast, we've got a great opportunity for you. You decide how much or how little to work, and not only will you have access to the resources of our retail location, but you'll also have the support of your local franchise partners. That's us! You'll make money and have access to all of the great benefits that come from being a travel agent. So, skip the office politics and give us a call at 321-233-1400. That's 321-233-1400. Or visit our brand new location in the Pineda Landing Shopping Center, right next to the Fresh Market. We're the Cruise Guys. We know cruises.
This is On Deck with the Cruise Guys on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan.
You're back on deck with the Cruise Guys. I'm Anthony.
I'm Jonathan.
And we are the Cruise Guys, coming from Expedia Cruise Ship Centers right up the road on Wickham Road next to the Fresh Market. Call, click, or come in today to talk to our expert vacation consultants. You can call us at 321-233-1400. Check us out online at cruiseshipcenters.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, because you want to get all of those great deals and updates. Well, we are going to take you on a little trip, a very popular cruise destination. In fact, in many ways, one of the destinations that shaped the entire cruise industry. And that, of course, is Bermuda. So let's talk a little bit about Bermuda. You know, the thing that I think of when I think of Bermuda are colorful shorts and black socks up to your knees. It's one of my favorite destinations because it is actually 100% appropriate to go to business, to your business, to your work, even in court, in the most formal of circumstances, and you'll be wearing a shirt and a tie and a blazer and shorts and socks up to your knees. Uh-huh. So no better place than that for me, I would say.
I think I remember seeing a picture of you on a certain ship. You were wearing those shorts that you're describing.
Yes.
And you're on stage on... Yeah.
That's right. I will have you know that I took third place in the karaoke competition that cruise. And that's right. Third place. That's right. And out of a field of literally tens of people. And so it was definitely a highlight of my cruising career. But yes, maybe we'll post that picture up there on Facebook for some of those listeners to see. It is a sight to behold. I will say that. So have you ever worn the Bermuda shorts? Are you?
No, and I never will.
Really? Why would that be?
I don't think that would be something that I really would like to wear.
I think you'd look good. I think maybe we're going to get matching Bermuda shorts now. That's what we're going to do. Well, so you've been to Bermuda how many times?
I think at least four.
Okay. For me, I think I've been there, I want to say two times. That was the first time I was nine. That was my very first cruise, and it was really a traditional cruise back in the, I guess, 70s, 80s, 90s, when cruising really was in its infancy. Not really 90s so much, but it was a very popular itinerary, 7 days out of New York, about a day and a half out at sea to get out there?
Depends on what itinerary. If you do the seven-night itinerary, I believe it's they go slow and it takes 2 days, and then coming back up, it's just the one day back up.
So they kind of do what they want to do with that. But yeah, so it could be an interesting itinerary there. So tell me your impressions of Bermuda.
Well, I remember the seven-day being that you basically are docked there for three full days, so you basically can use the ship as your hotel and place of having dinner and lunch and breakfast and exploring the beautiful island of pink sand beaches and traveling all around. I did like the itinerary very much because, like I said, you get to use the ship as your hotel while you're exploring.
So let's talk about those beaches there for a second. My dad is very fond of telling the story that we went to the beach and I cried because I don't like the beach.
I could see that happening right now. Yeah, I could see you crying.
You could see me at this 30-some-odd years old crying at the beach.
I could see you crying at a beach. Yeah, absolutely.
I think he's not wrong about that.
I think so, yes.
I think that's probably true. Now, I will say, they are some beautiful beaches, and what it is all around the island they have this beautiful coral, and the coral actually ends up getting pulverized, and it becomes the pink sand of the beaches. Very soft, like powdered sugar type of sand, and it is something to behold. I mean, they are literally pink. It's almost like otherworldly. It's mm-hmm. a very interesting thing to behold. So now you were talking about being docked for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So
3 days.
Is that dock convenient? Where is the dock? What's the deal?
I believe it's the Royal Navy Dockyard, and it is convenient to downtown. I believe you could either take a bus or you can get on another boat. And Jonathan got on another boat, and
That's big for Jonathan because he doesn't like small boats.
And I turned green.
You turned green.
I turned green.
Well, everything in Bermuda is meant to be pink, so you should have turned pink.
I turned green. I do remember that boat ride.
Okay.
Yes.
So I think what Jonathan's alluding to here is at the dockyard, that's the dock where the larger ships can be accommodated. So if you're going to go on a larger ship, chances are you're going to be there. You're going to be there for two overnights at least.
At least two overnights.
Yeah. Depends on the length of the itinerary. Now, you can book yourself a ferry ticket. The ferry ticket will take you anywhere there is. The island is really not that small, not that large, rather. Mm-hmm. You can really go end to end pretty quickly. And those that ferry is going to take you right downtown into Hamilton, which is the capital, and it is right down. There's a little street there called Front Street. All the little shops, restaurants, and the like are there, and that ferry is going to take you over there. The ferry ticket also works on the buses, which is nice. You can get on there. They have a great bus system.
Yes, they do.
And they will get you anywhere you need to go. The great thing about Bermuda that I love is they really, truly embrace tourism. The people there are happy to see you arriving. It's a clean place. They work very, very hard to keep it clean and upscale. And if you were to go and stay there, all of the hotels there are very high-end hotels. So that's kind of the atmosphere there. Now, I will say I'm not a big fan of going to Bermuda on the big ships. I prefer to take a smaller ship. And there are still some smaller ships out there that can do it, for instance, with Holland America Line.
Yeah.
Also with some of the luxury lines, Oceania.
My dad took Holland America Line, and they took, I think, one of your favorite ships, MS Veendam.
The Veendam.
Yeah, down to Hamilton, Bermuda. And I remember them talking to me and telling me how much they love being, being docked downtown and how they love the small ship experience.
And so that's the thing. When you go into small ships, they are able to make it into Hamilton, and they will dock literally downtown. You come off the ship, and you will be on Front Street in the center of all of it. And to me, that's very exciting. Also, it has a special place for me because when I went there the first time, the dockyard didn't exist. Mm-hmm. There was only that. You had to be on a small ship. And usually with a small ship itineraries, what they'll do is they'll go to Front Street, they'll do an overnight in Front Street, and then the next day, sometimes during the day, they'll do a sail around to the other side to St. George. And at St. George, that's where they will tender usually to bring you in on the tender boats. And so you'll get to see both sides of the island and have your floating hotel nearby. So definitely the small ship. That's my recommendation, I'll be honest with you. I like smaller ships anyway. But I think that's definitely something. Now, let's kind of talk about this for a second. I don't know what your feelings are, but scooter or no scooter?
I would go with no scooter.
No scooter. Okay, why do you say that?
Stick to the transportation system provided.
Okay.
But I would recommend using the ferry system over the bus, even though the bus is really nice. I think it takes much longer to get downtown than the ferry is much quicker. So I would definitely stick with that and take some boning pills with you.
So, for those of you not familiar with the wonders of bonine, that is a non-drowsy medication that mm-hmm. That helps you out with your mal de mer. And the good thing over the other options is that it tends to be non-drowsy. I mean, it affects different people different ways. So, but that's Jonathan's drug of choice when he goes on cruises.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, he doesn't use the little patch behind the ear or anything like that. So, that would be his choice. We talked earlier a couple episodes ago about different other remedies you can use. What I will say about the scooter now, I am a scooter enthusiast. I do drive a bright orange scooter here in Melbourne, so I do like scooters. I'm a little more, I guess, pro scooter. I will say, though, in Bermuda, you have to be careful. There is a British influence there. They drive on the left side. It's going to be disorienting for anybody to get used to that, and also if you've never really ridden a scooter or a two-wheeled motor transportation, it could be a dangerous combination. So I would say be careful.
Yes.
For sure,
mm-hmm.
But if you think if you've ridden those types of vehicles before and you're comfortable with it, it does take a little getting used to. Most of the better scooter outfits there, they will give you a little
yes, they'll give you a little
crash
tutorial.
Course.
Yeah, I did one. I did one in the, don't mean to cut you off, I did one with my friend Dan in the Bahamas, and let me tell you, when we were on it, I was thinking about what hospital in Nassau, Bahamas am I going to end up in tonight?
So, well, we've already talked about Nassau saying that it may not be the best port in the world. I know that there are some more conscientious operators there in Bermuda. It is in their best interest to keep you safe. So definitely, like I said, if you're comfortable with it, do it, but you have to get used to doing it. Now, I will say I have been there in Bermuda, and I have seen the other challenge is the roundabouts, okay? So these are traffic circles. That's what we call them here. They call them roundabouts. When you get to that roundabout and you have to do it left-hand side, that's very confusing. I have actually seen where all of the other motorists will stop, and somebody will even get out and be like, okay, tourist, let me show you what to do here. You go this way. It actually happened, and the reason I've seen it was I was riding on the back of the scooter. My dad was driving. And so that's what it was. Now, the neat thing about these scooter operations is they will either move the scooter to the two different locations, or they will give you a different scooter when you get to the other location if you have a two-port stop in Bermuda. Otherwise, if it's down there at the dockyard, there's scooter, believe it or not, there's actually scooter parking in front of all the ships because they know so many people are going to do this, and there's little scooter parking spots there. 100% absolutely always wear a helmet. We'll definitely say that out there if you're going to do it. Make sure that you do ride safe, and make sure you have travel insurance. Very important, of course. If something does happen, you will be covered. So anything else, anything we missed about Bermuda?
I think I remember Sail Away. And also arriving into Bermuda, it's a really beautiful approach into Bermuda. There's a lot of coral reefs, and the ships have to be very careful, making sure that they're on course and they don't get onto the coral reefs. But yeah, it's definitely it's a beautiful island, a beautiful approach into Bermuda, and it is probably one of the places I would absolutely go again.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there, and especially with that day at sea. It's usually about a day and a half if you're going to do it out from New York. Obviously longer. There is usually once a year you can get there's a carnival that leaves out of Port Canaveral, but usually you'll get there about noon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Beautiful sail in, especially if you're going into Hamilton. You can see all of the million-dollar homes that are flanking. My quick tips: want to make sure that you have high tea. Obviously a big British influence there. Gibbs Hill Lighthouse is my favorite place to go and check out the tea that they have there. And right down on Front Street, there's something called the Sportsman Shop. That's where you can get authentic Bermuda shorts. And when I say they are actually business wear, they are 100% actually acceptable for business. You'll see all these business people riding around on their scooters with their shorts on. If you want to get a genuine pair and the right socks and all of that, the Sportsman Shop right down on Front Street. Bermuda, one of my favorite destinations. It's actually a lot closer than you think it is. It's really off the coast of, I want to say it's like North Carolina. It's not that far off. And don't worry about that Bermuda Triangle. Chances are you're probably going to make it there and back. But, you know, who knows? Anyway, we're going to take a little break here. When we come back, we will be closing up the show for the day. We are here on deck with the Cruise Guys, Sports Radio 1560 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Anthony, and this is my buddy Jonathan. He's kind of quiet. Together, we're the Cruise Guys. At our last job, we thought it would be fun to bring our pet goat Mitch to the office. It all went well until Mitch ate all the paychecks. Clearly, we don't know much about office politics. But we do know about cruises. Have you ever thought of starting your own business? Better yet, have you ever wanted to work in the travel industry? Well, here at Expedia Cruise Ship Center Space Coast, we've got a great opportunity for you. You decide how much or how little to work, and not only will you have access to the resources of our retail location, but you'll also have the support of your local franchise partners. That's us! You'll make money and have access to all of the great benefits that come from being a travel agent. So, skip the office politics and give us a call at 321-233-1400. That's 321-233-1400. Or visit our brand new location in the Pineda Landing Shopping Center, right next to the Fresh Market. We're the Cruise Guys. We know cruises.
This is On Deck with the Cruise Guys on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan.
You're back on deck with the Cruise Guys. I'm Anthony.
I'm Jonathan.
And we are the Cruise Guys, coming from Expedia Cruise Ship Centers right up the road next to the Fresh Market on Wickham in Suntree. Call, click, or come in today to talk with one of our expert vacation consultants. You can call us at 321-233-1400 or check us out online at cruiseshipcenters.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, all of the latest and greatest deals and everything going on in our industry. Well, speaking of going on in our industry, Jonathan, what is going on in this crazy industry of ours?
Okay, well, first up, the Symphony of the Seas floats out in STX, France.
Symphony of the Seas. All right. So what's Symphony of the Seas?
It's going to be the largest ship in the world when it debuts in April of 2018.
April of 2018, largest ship in the world, is part of the part of that Oasis class ship. Here in Port Canaveral, of course, as you guys know out there in Radio Land, that is our ship that we have, one of the largest ships. We're currently the third largest ship in the world. She does 7-day Eastern Western Caribbean itineraries right out of our backyard. So great opportunity to go and see that. Symphony, I guess, being the latest iteration. One of her sisters, but probably quite different, I'd imagine. So what is a floating out? Tell our friends out there, what is a floating out?
So this is the first time that she actually gets put into the water, and then she'll be moved over, and all her interior finishes will be put into the ship.
Wow, so that's got to be, I would imagine there's a guy there biting his nail saying, gee, is it going to float?
Yeah.
Well, they probably know if it's going to float or not. But so, yeah, pretty exciting time. It's a big milestone in the shipbuilding process. The ship until this point has really only been built in a dry dock in an inside space. And they put all these big blocks together. If you haven't ever seen how it works, I would recommend you guys watching a show about it. There's a lot of great shows that show you that. And then they basically fill it with water, and they float it out. They float it out to a dock, and then now the hard work of the interiors begins, and they start putting in all the cool bells and whistles, all those staterooms and everything like that. So pretty neat. And when is she coming out again?
April of 18.
April of 2018. So something to look forward to. And she's going to sail in Europe first, I think.
Europe, and then come over here to Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale.
And in November. Then,
in November.
Mm-hmm. So November of 2018, you can be on Symphony of the Seas. It is available for sale now. So if you want to be part of the latest and the greatest, you want to be on the largest cruise ship in the world at the time when she comes out, then you definitely want to come and see us, and we can talk about that. All right, what else is going on?
So Port Everglades is planning for $100 million in terminal upgrades. They're making way for the Celebrity Edge, which will debut in December of 2018.
Well, so that's pretty timely. We're talking about Celebrity today. Gabe was giving us the lowdown on what Celebrity Edge is all about and what we can expect from it. So the ship is so different and so unique that they need to make these upgrades to the terminal, make sure she can accommodate it. Does it say any specifics? Or
it just says they'll be spending $100 million for a complete makeover, making it easier for the newest and largest generations of cruise ships scheduled to home port.
Oh, that's That's and Edge will be home ported in Fort Lauderdale.
Correct.
Excellent. So 25, is that the terminal?
Terminal 25.
Okay. Do we know if that is that the terminal where they are now?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a, they. I think they already upgraded that for the Oasis class a while back. Now it's already they've got to upgrade it again. I will say that the we've gone through that terminal to board the Harmony of the Seas, and it's very well appointed. It's designed to let people flow through. So I can only imagine with $100 million extra, how much better it's going to be. You know, we often have to convince our clients that going over to Fort Lauderdale is a good choice, and it is. They have some really great terminals there and some really great options for hotels and whatnot. So we definitely recommend, you know, expand your horizons out of the Port Canaveral area. I know it's convenient in our backyard, but there's so much else out there that it's definitely worth a look. All right. Well, thanks for that update there, Jonathan. Let's see. So we're talking about celebrity this week. We were glad to have Gabe with us, and we always like to give you that cruise of the week. This is the moment you have probably all been waiting for. You want to find out what that cruise is. Now, keep in mind, if you are to call, click, or come in for this specific cruise, we are going to give you an extra onboard credit gift. If you book a balcony or above, we're going to get you $50 onboard credit. And if you book, let's say, a full suite, let's go ahead and throw in $100 onboard credit for that.
Oh, very generous today, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I'm writing checks out of your account, that works out pretty well. So.
Oh, very nice.
So, Jonathan, what is our cruise of the week?
Oh, I think everyone's going to like this. So if you're ready, you know, get your luggage packed. This one's leaving in about 2 months. We have a cruise on the beautiful Celebrity Equinox on August 27th, visiting San Juan, St. Martin, St. Thomas, Punta Cana, and Nassau. So that is...
Punta Cana, that's interesting.
That's usually probably just Nassau, so they added that Punta Cana in there. We have insides starting at $799, which make me think this would be a good deal for you guys. Ocean view, a little bit more, $1,249. Balconies, $1,349, and suites starting at $2,799.
That's a great deal, Equinox. Now, if you remember back to when we were talking to Gabe earlier, he said that is actually an amazing ship. He was just on it recently. He said she is beautiful, and she's sailing, and that's round trip Miami, is that right?
Out of Miami.
This is the first year in how many years that they've sailed?
Well, the Sentry did it up until, I think, 2004, because I sailed on it in the summer of 2001.
I love how you always have a milestone of, well, I was on it in, let me figure out
so
how that...
14 years. It's been 14 years since we've had a premium cruise product leaving from... you know,
for the Caribbean in the summer.
Yep.
That is amazing, guys. So take advantage of this. And the great thing about this deal is it's not that far away. So if you still haven't planned that great summer vacation, now is the time to experience modern luxury. Get out there with Celebrity and visit some interesting ports. I mean, you've got, we talked a couple of episodes ago about St. Thomas, St. Martin, Punta Cana. That's it's a very unusual port to go to. It's a great port there in the Dominican Republic. If you haven't been, that's a very interesting place to visit. A lot of history, a lot of interesting art and culture there. So definitely want to check that out. So and then is it Nassau?
It's Nassau.
Well, so you could stay on board when you go to Nassau.
Oh, did I mention that there's not a lot of cabins left?
You didn't mention that. Okay, so okay. Now we know that. So that means that you have to call, click, or come in today to make sure that you get that. Take advantage of our extra onboard credit that we're going to offer. Ultimately, I think you'd have a great vacation if that was the case. And if this one particularly doesn't work out, one of our vacation experts is going to be able to navigate you to that next spectacular vacation. Well, I think we're coming to the end of our episode here today. We'd like to thank you all for joining us. Don't forget that the best ships are friendships, and we look forward to counting you among our friends. I'm Anthony.
I'm Jonathan.
We're the Cruise Guys from Expedia Cruise Ship Centers just up the road in Suntree. You're listening to On Deck with the Cruise Guys, 1560 The Fan. We'll see you next week.